want to start by thanking Jen and particularly to the other speakers last night and this morning for this wonderful experience of sharing knowledge. I feel so moved after the presentation in the first half of this afternoon that I'm almost lost for words myself. But let me try to get back to what I'm supposed to speak about. Although, incidentally, I've changed the title slightly. I'm going to talk about the disaster, the gift, and Caribbean economies. So I'll tell you what the disaster is in a moment. Most of the other speakers have spoken about the experience of indigenous people and the principles and the values that emerge from that that speak so powerfully to the gift economy. But my presentation comes from a very modern people, and I'm talking about a people who emerged after the Europeans had killed, decimated, and sent into exile the indigenous people of the Caribbean. I'm talking about the Caribs and the Arawaks who inhabited the islands when Christopher Columbus lost his way and said that he had discovered these islands. So I am speaking of the experience of a Creole people. We call ourselves Creole because we are not Africans, we're not Asians, we're not Europeans, but we are all of those combined with a bit of mixture from the Middle East, the Lebanese, and even from China. So I'm speaking of the experience of people who have emerged and survived the worst experiences of slavery, displacement, to indenture, to create new families and new communities. And I want to put that experience in the context of today. And that is the context of the disasters that have taken place in our region this year. Now, when I say the word disaster today on the 13th of November, of course, people, at least I, certainly think immediately of the recent US elections. I mean, to me, that is the disaster. But I want to talk about another kind of disaster, and that is the disaster of the hurricanes that have swept through the not just the Caribbean, but many of the states of the United States this year. And one in particular, Hurricane Ivan, that has completely destroyed the island of my birth. I'm talking about Grenada. In Grenada, 90% of the homes have been damaged, lost their roofs and been damaged. And the entire economy has been destroyed. The economy of tourism, the economy of bananas, but also the economy of nutmegs. A nutmeg tree takes 13 years before it will bear fruit again. So we're talking about a small island state where, in a sense, people really have to start all over again. And I'm remembering what Paola said on the first evening, that sometimes a crisis can provide a particular kind of opportunity for innovation, creativity, resilience. And I'm also remembering what Sylvia said about the Palestinians and how are people surviving? Because the only way that you can understand how we have survived in the Caribbean and how the people of Grenada will survive is to understand the gift economy. So I will come back to the question of the disasters at the end again and the implications of the hurricane. But I want now to talk about the gift, the manifestation of the gift in the Caribbean. As I said before, let me say something more about the hurricane. I would like to say that, you know, disasters and hurricanes and certainly also help to strengthen our sense of solidarity with each other and with our diaspora that stretches from North America and Europe, from Asia to Africa. And I want to remind us about that diaspora, because somebody, I think it was, I can't remember this morning, talking about family. I think it was Jeanette talking about family. And for us, part of the creation of new families and new communities after slavery and indenture was the creation of a family that was not just an extended family of the extended kinship, but also for us in the Caribbean, when we say family, we go beyond kinship to friends. And women are at the center of that sense of family. We are at the center of that sense of family because it's women that maintain, establish first of all, and then maintain the ties that link us to the people of the diaspora. And the people of the diaspora are extremely important to us because although they have left the Caribbean to live in North America or Europe in search of income and a better life, they have never left in another sense. And the technology allows us to keep in very close contact with each other. And so there is that reciprocity between those that live in the islands and those that live overseas. And the contact between them is constant. And I want to describe to you some of the ways in which the gift is manifested in the way that we survive. Imagine a young woman leaves the Caribbean in search of work. She goes to North America. She leaves behind maybe her children with her parents. She buys a barrel, and she puts that barrel into the center of her room in Brooklyn or in Toronto. And every time she shops, or every time there's a sale, she buys things and puts into that barrel. And when the barrel is full, she will send it back to her home in the Caribbean. That's the barrel trade. Imagine people who've gone from Jamaica, from Barbados, to Europe to work on the transportation system in the hospitals in England. They send remittances. And these remittances amount, and I won't give you figures, because figures really don't capture what those remittances mean. But I'll just tell you this, that in the 1950s, when Britain introduced its first Immigration Act, I was a student then at the university reading for a degree in economics, and I found out that the remittances that were sent from the Jamaicans to their families in 1 year was more than the entire colonial development and welfare grant, which is the equivalent of aid in those days, to the entire region for 4 years. That's the scale that I'm talking about. Remittances are not marginal to Caribbean economies. They're not marginal to Caribbean economies. They play a very significant part in the life of those economies. But there's another kind of gift as well, because when these Caribbean people who've migrated and who send remittances and send barrels back, they also go back to the islands. And they receive from the islands the gift of friendship, appreciation, and recognition, which allows them to continue to live and work in these very hostile environments, often very hostile environments of the North. So there is that reciprocity, the gift not expecting anything in return, but the gift that gives one a good feeling of connection. And there's also the gift of acceptance and affirmation that Caribbean people receive when they return to their islands. There are associations of Caribbean people in the North. Associations may be by particular country, Grenadian Association, St. Vincent Association, that collect money within their community to support communities back in the islands, to support communities, schools, scholarships, medical equipment, daycare centers, etc., for their home communities. And it's this, it's these gifts that make it possible for us not just to survive, but to really thrive as people that experience joy in our lives, despite the ravages. What has been happening in our islands over the last few years? Because of the spread of this relentless neoliberalism, it's really the intensification of capitalism throughout the world today, is that more and more of the options have been closed to our people. And more people are resorting to drugs, to money laundering, to all of these criminal activities, because as soon as you try to do something, it's destroyed. Bob Marley has a wonderful song. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. I don't know if any of you know that song. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. The deputy continues, of course, and the deputy are all our leaders and all of those who collude with that system. And so every time you try to do something, it gets shut down, and it's taken away from you. So it is really the gift economy that allows us to continue on our way. So finally, I want to talk now about the disaster. I want to come back to the question of the disaster. But before that, I need to talk about recognition and affirmation of the gift. Because if we don't do that, as again we were reminded this morning, if we don't recognize and affirm that gift, then it will die. It will get negated as we are drawn more and more into this notion that the market is the only thing. That we're drawn more and more into the idea that we must commoditize everything, that everything must have a price. So I'm very pleased that I'm part of that, I've had the opportunity of being part of that network of people, thanks to Jen, trying to record and document that gift economy. And I think it's interesting that we will find it everywhere, not just among indigenous people, but among people in the Caribbean and everywhere in the world, in North America as well. And I think that we need to document it in these different cultural settings and to politicize it, because it is not just to document it, but to use it as a way of understanding what we have and what we must defend and what ultimately could become a way of countering the spread of globalization, the spread of the market, the spread of the idea that only the market is important in people's lives. The gift economy reminds us of the existence and the power of another kind of economy. And I think we need this capacity, and we need this as we try to imagine a different world. And we need this more than ever today, because we can easily feel defeated and helpless in the context that we find ourselves today. I find myself amazed that working class people and black people and women in this country could vote against their interests for people who are consolidating their power, reinforcing market forces, and are set. It is not that they don't know what this administration is going to do. It is not that they don't know. They know perfectly well. And they say in the Caribbean, they like it like that. I cannot believe that they actually like it like that. I think that what it means is that people lack the analysis. They lack the analysis that would show them the links between all of those forms of aggression, or maybe we can talk about the links between patriarchy and capitalism. And so I think that more than ever we need to strengthen that kind of work, not just the documentation, the politicizing, but the analysis that allow people to see those links between what happens in the United States, but also what happens to people in the rest of the world. And I think that we have to end by seeing disasters, whether they are the US election or the disaster of the hurricane in the islands, in Grenada, as opportunities to really intensify our own efforts. I have no doubt that in the case of Grenada, this will be an opportunity for us to start all over again, to do something differently, And I welcome the opportunity as somebody born in Grenada to work with the people in Grenada who are interested in finding another path. We had already decided that Grenada would be one of the countries where I would do some of that documentation of the gift. The hurricane gives us an opportunity to put that into a completely different context. I think the disaster of the elections in this country provides an opportunity to do the kind of networking, the kind of linkages that Milanani spoke about. We're very fortunate, I think, that we actually have the networks, we have the analysis, and we have the technology that makes it possible to link the efforts that are going on in our own countries to the efforts that are also going on at the global level. And it's in that sense that I find the optimism to continue. Thank you very much.